The Ansar Allah movement in Yemen has slammed Abdurrabu Mansur Hadi's departure to Aden after being under house arrest for nearly a month. According to the Houthis' political office in Sana'a, Hadi's escape was encouraged by foreign powers who seek to spur territorial and sectarian tensions in Yemen.
President Hadi's departure at this time comes with an agenda of causing more confusion because the political factions were on the verge of concluding the negotiations by forming a national council consisting of two legislative chambers, the parliament and the national council. However, President Hadi's flight to Aden has sabotaged this.
Now that Hadi is in Aden, he is seeking to reinstate himself as the president. A month after he submitted his resignation to parliament, he has already called on some of the nation's political factions to head to Aden to engage in political dialogue. In Sana'a, ordinary Yemenis believe that Hadi's latest move will hinder some of the Houthis' plans. Others say moving to Aden is in line with the Western agenda.
Hadi's departure, or better yet, his flee to Aden, will prove to be a setback to some of the Ansar Allah movement's strategies.
My personal opinion is that Hadi's flee to Aden is a big foreign plot by Persian Gulf nations and Western powers. These are all political maneuvers which aim to create more unrest.
It is not yet clear what lies ahead for Yemen in the days and weeks to come. However, if the political dynamics of the country shift to Aden, then the Ansar Allah movement could find itself in an indeterminate situation.
There are some speculations that the southern port city of Aden will soon be declared as the political capital of Yemen, where all the country's political decisions will be made during the transition of power phase. Yusuf Mawri, Press TV, Sana'a.